Well, speaking of Yemen, its media says at least 445 people have been killed in 15 days of Saudi-led airstrikes across the country. The majority of the casualties are women and children. Over 1,000 people have also been injured in the air raids. Saudi Arabia and its allies started the air campaign in Yemen on March the 26th. Earlier, fighter jets targeted several locations across the country. A number of civilians, many of them children, were injured as airstrikes hit a residential area in the capital, Sana'a. Warplanes have also bombed Al-Jand area in Taiz province. The World Health Organization says over 640 people have been killed in both the air raids and the clashes throughout Yemen since March 19th. Now, deadly Saudi-led airstrikes have pushed Yemen to the edge of a humanitarian catastrophe. Press Yus Kavitarvai explains the situation in the impoverished Arab nation.
Saudi aggression in Yemen has entered its third week with no signs of slowing down, at least for now. Saudi Arabia has said that it would decide when this war is going to end. Their goal? Reinstating the resigned President Hadi, who resigned out of his own political will. Now, Hadi is going to have a tough time getting legitimacy back if he was to return to Yemen to assume control. For one thing, the majority of Yemenis, well, they don't accept him since he did not back the results of the national dialogue, which gave a fair share to Yemenis. Saudi Arabia, over the years, has poured money in Yemen to maintain its political leaders as an example. Yet the policy has failed, especially when the popular revolution took place. Even keeping the former President Hadi in power failed. Let's take a look at the breakdown of Yemen, as you can see here. Here are some of the major activities that are taking place. The light green areas, they're comprised of the popular committees, which are local resistance groups, including supporters of the Ansarullah movement or the Houthis. And they're the ones actually who are fighting Al-Qaeda. Now, the center of Yemen, between the north and south, is where the Al-Qaeda activities actually take place. These are marked by the gray areas that you see here on the map. Members of the southern movement, marked by the yellow area, who represented the group, that's the yellow area right here, who represented the group at the National Dialogue Conference, NDC, of 2013 and 2014, they have released a statement at a crucial time calling for an end to hostilities and a return to dialogue. And it's worth mentioning that the popular committees, including the Ansarullah movement, they have never attacked a neighboring country, of course, their neighbor being Saudi Arabia, for example. Moving on to the next map, the AQAP. That stands for the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, what the U.S. has called the most dangerous threat to the U.S. mainland and the entire world. This area is the heaviest Al-Qaeda breeding ground. You can see that we've highlighted this here and brought it forward for you to get a better picture of it. It lies between the flashpoint areas of Arada, that's marked right there, and Abeda, marked right here, and Ad-Dali. Now, what's interesting is that the Houthis were actually defeating them in the run-up to the war, but now the U.S., they're providing Saudi Arabia with weapons to eliminate the Houthis. The U.S. also, at this point, has even speeded up arms deliveries to Saudi Arabia, with additional reports stating that in this very same areas, this area right here, is where they're airdropping these weapons, which are reaching Al-Qaeda's hands. Moving on to the next map, this area in the green with Aden in the center, well, this has a significant historic importance for Saudi Arabia, since it was once the capital of the People's Democratic Republic of Yemen until that country's unification with the Yemen Arab Republic. Now, on that occasion, the city was declared a free trade zone. Keeping in mind, however, that the Houthis at this point, well, they have made significant gains in this very same area. Now, moving on to the next map, talking about one of the narrowest passages in the world. Now, I'm talking about this passage right here that you see highlighted. This is what you're looking at, the Bab al-Mandab Strait, that's marked right there. This is a vital trade route. 3 million barrels of oil transit in this strait. The ships actually can't go around this area here. They have to go through this area here. And that's obviously very tough, which, by the way, it's important to provide Europe's need for oil.